Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Southern Pacific Resources Corporation conference call that will begin with a statement from Byron Lutz, President and CEO of Southern Pacific Resources Corporation, followed by a question and answer period. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Lutz. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, callers. Thank you, everyone, for joining us at today's conference call. I'm joined in the room today by Howard Bollinger, our CFO. And after I've completed my remarks, we'd be pleased to answer any questions if there are any. Please be advised that the statements made in this call may be forward-looking information. I refer you to the forward-looking statements disclaimer in yesterday's news release and advise listeners that this disclaimer applies to any forward-looking information in today's call. Southern Pacific has been materially transformed by the $89 million acquisition of Senlac. We want to take this opportunity to share the excitement about the transaction, which closed yesterday, and to respond in person to any questions you may have or about the acquisition or Southern Pacific in general. The Senlac acquisition provides Southern Pacific with significant cash flow, experience, technical data, and SAGD production. In fact, we seem to have some significant production here. The acquired assets have produced an average of 5,100 barrels per day of heavy oil since June 1, 2009, the effective date of the acquisition. In October, Senlac's production has been estimated to have averaged just over 6,000 barrels per day. In connection with the Senlac acquisition, we received $52 million from a bought deal financing led by BMO Capital Markets. The net proceeds of this offering were used to pay for most of the Senlac acquisition. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank BMO Capital Markets for their very diligent efforts and also to the investors in the bought deal for believing in us. And thanks also to Canaccord, Raymond James, and Byron Capital for their support over the past few years as well. We funded the remainder of the Senlac acquisition through a credit facility with BMO Capital Markets. The $45 million credit facility has now been drawn to $37 million, leaving over $7 million undrawn. Although we've been transformed by the acquisition, I want to emphasize that our new heavy oil assets also directly complement our existing and future oil sands assets in the Athabasca oil sands. The acquired assets use the same SAGD technology as we expect to use on our future projects in the Athabasca oil sands. We've successfully hired the entire 20 field staff that operate the Senlac Thermal Project, which will ensure the continued successful operation of the project and retain a wealth of knowledge and experience within the company. The Senlac Thermal Project continues to perform better than expected. The heavy oil produced at Senlac has received a price equivalent to $59.82 a barrel after all the heavy oil differentials, diluent, and transportation costs have been deducted. After royalties and operating costs, this resulted in an average net operating income of $43.08 from June 1 to October 31, 2009. We expect Senlac to generate about $11.5 million in net operating income for November and December of 2009, and then $56 million in 2010. That assumes a 4,200 barrel a day average for the calendar year 2010. So we're not forecasting production to stay as strong as it has, and we all understand that there's declines that go with any property. We plan to use this cash flow to help fund the next phases of development to Senlac, to finance our winter core hole program on our oil sands leases, and also to pay for the detailed engineering on our first oil sands project at STP Mackay. We submitted that application to the ERCB last May. Throughout this acquisition process, which we've been working on for over a year to conclude, we've continued to focus our energy and efforts as a company on developing our 12,000 barrel a day SAGD project at STP Mackay, which is expected to result in at least 30 years of non-declining production. For example, we recently formalized our relationship with AMEC BDR Limited and Drifter Projects to carry on their work for us over the next stage of design on our project, the front-end engineering or FEED study. We expect the Alberta ERCB will be providing us with official feedback on our application this month, and they indicated to us last week that they're on pace with their application process with STP Mackay. Given the advanced stage of our STP Mackay project, we're now beginning the process of identifying our next project area among our other six oil sands leases. Even in the limited core program that we did 2 winters ago, McDaniel and Associates had identified 3.2 billion barrels of discovered resource on our acreage. But our plan for this winter is to put 2 core hole evaluation programs together, which will hopefully identify at least one additional 10 to 12,000 barrel a day project that we will begin our development work on. Before I open the call to questions, I would really like to welcome the 20 field staff who joined us through the Senlac acquisition. They have been extremely professional about the whole event, and I really look forward to working with them. We also welcome Sid Dykstra, who's agreed to serve on our board. We're looking forward to tapping into his expertise as we continue to grow the company. He's going to be appointed to our board at our AGM on December 2nd. I would now like to answer any questions you may have about Southern Pacific in general or the Senlac acquisition in particular. Operator, can you please provide instructions to the participants?
Certainly. We'll now take questions from the telephone line. If you have a question and using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. To register, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register for their questions. Thank you for your patience. Our first question is from Stephen Polonowski from Wellington West. Please go ahead. Mr. Polonowski, your line is now open. You may proceed with your question. Hearing no response, we'll proceed with the following question from David Taylor from Goodman & Company. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
You just talk about the net operating income at Senlac. Can you just talk about your CapEx plans there and sort of what you need to spend to keep production flat?
Sure. The nice thing about this acquisition is it came with the next two CapEx programs already. All the detailed work's been done. So the first program is a series of what are called wedge wells to be drilled in the one phase G, and these are wells that are drilled in between the producing SAGD pairs. They're just a single horizontal well, and they're drilled to basically recover unswept oil in between the SAGD pairs. And there's one well that's already producing in the Senlac property that has taken advantage of this technology, and there's a plan for 3 more of those. They're roughly $7.5 million for the 3 wells, and we hope to do that around the summer of next year. And then into the fourth quarter of next year, we will be planning to drill Phase H, which is another 3-well SAGD pad. The site's already been set up to put the wells in. And so this one, in terms of logistics and being able to get it done, should be relatively simple. And we're planning to spend about $18.5 million to drill those SAGD pairs. The steam is basically right at the door. And so that's actually a fairly simple operation. And in between, that's in our budget. We don't see the production from Phase H impacting our levels until 2011, unless we decide, once we get more comfortable with the property, that we want to accelerate that program. But that was basically how it was set up when we picked it up. And so far, until we get a chance to go through and build our own development plan, rework the 3D seismic and so on, we're going to just leave it as a wedge well program at the middle of next summer and then a Phase H SAGD program towards the end of 2010.
And based on today's netback that you talk about, what's the payback like for both the wedge and the second pad, the H pad?
Well, at the current levels, you know, we're making in the order of $5 to $6 million a month out there. So if you're talking, you know, $18 million to invest, you're basically going to pay that back in, you know, less than 4 months.
Yeah. Well, great. Okay. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, please press star one if you have a question. Our following question is from Stephen Polonowski from Wellington West. Please go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. Congratulations on the transaction. I just was wondering if management can comment on any production hedge plans for the Senlac production.
Sure. Hi, Steve. Thanks for calling. We definitely are going to be looking at some hedging programs. We have a hedging program in place with our board of directors. Basically, it gives us the ability to hedge, you know, up to 50% of our production without calling another board meeting. And I think that's a prudent level to start a hedging program with. And so I think we'll be looking at, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 barrels a day that I'd like to hedge using a costless caller rather than just buying a put, because they're fairly expensive these days. But you can do some very nice costless callers these days in around the, you know, $70 floor and a $95 ceiling on WTI. So that's something that I think we're going to look at for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered. I'd like to turn the meeting back over to Mr. Lutz.
Okay, thank you, operator. In closing, I'd like to say that I think when we look back in a few years, we will view the Senlac acquisition as a very important and transformational stepping stone for Southern Pacific. We believe the Senlac acquisition will make it possible for us to accelerate development of our first oil sands project at STP Mackay, both from a cash flow and financial perspective, and equally as important from a people and technology perspective. With that, I'll bring this call to a close, and I'd like to thank you very much for your interest in Southern Pacific.
Thank you, Mr. Lutz. This concludes today's conference call. Please disconnect your lines, and thank you for your participation.